Run with Ray, sponsored by Irish Life Dublin Marathon. A better life with Irish Life.
Okay, it's our final Run with Ray podcast in the company of Mary Jennings, running coach. So people who have started a few weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, now should be at what level? Should they be running? What should they be walking? What do you think?
Should is a big okay, word. Okay. Right. I'll tell you what they actually are. They are all at different levels probably still, because some have followed this to the letter of the law, gone out 3 times a week and seen progress along the way. And some of those may well be up at running the whole thing by now. But depending on where your starting point was, you may still be walk running, or you may be right back to let's start over again. So I think you're going to have people who will aim to run the whole thing. But more people, I think, now need to think of a strategy of when am I going to take the walking breaks rather than waiting until they're wrecked. Okay. And then take it.
And some people I've found over the years are surprised on what they can do and what they do on the day.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for the adrenaline and the energy and the buzz and chatting to someone along the way, and that, you know, you might feel it afterwards rather than during it. You know, I mean, I still would say mind your pace at the start and not be careful not to take off, you know, use your breath as the guide, you know. And there was a lovely phrase, I don't remember who said it to me, but I always use it. The more you enjoy the first half, the more you'll enjoy the second half. And I think that's a nice way to look at it, because if you settle in the first half and enjoy it, whether that's walking, running, whatever pace you're at, then you kind of get that behind you. We'd use this a lot actually for marathon training or beyond, you know, long distance as well. Get rid of the first half. Now you know you can do the second half, because it's, you know, I'm out for 2.5K. I know I can do that.
Yes, yeah.
And then chip away at that, and then, you know, you kind of build your confidence as you go rather than think, oh my God, how am I going to hang on here? You know, so do it that way.
The 5K is a lovely entry level run, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super. And, you know, you never need to go beyond 5K either. You know, people think, oh, I'm only doing 5K. I hear people say that. And like, no way, you can make 5K as hard or as easy as you want on yourself.
I remember reading about George Bush when he was president, right. George Bush Jr. Yeah. He used to do 5K every day.
Did he?
Yeah. And I saw a documentary about 9/11, and it showed him out that morning. He was out that morning for a run.
Yeah, yeah.
So wherever he was, he was opening a school, wasn't he, or something? He was appearing in school. And you saw him with his entourage running around.
Yeah.
And he was able to do it in, he was, I think, 28 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, no matter what your job is, whether you're at that level or you're myself or yourself or whoever, like 30 minutes to yourself or 28 minutes, whatever he had, that was probably his only 28 minutes without someone in his ear or lists to do and jobs to do. And, you know, I know he still had his people with him.
But, I know, but it kept
but it was a bit of headspace.
Bit of headspace, yeah. So the day of the run. Now, it's a 5K, but I suppose people are going to be doing it at 5:30. A lot of people don't probably normally run at that time. We're probably sitting down, a lot of people sitting down to their dinner at that time.
Yeah.
So what do people have to consider just about food and hydration?
And prep. So I think there's a few things to consider. From the food perspective is, remember that what works for you or works for someone else might not work for you, you know. So think about planning in advance. So think, what do I know? What will I have for my breakfast on that day? And have that breakfast now a few times in the next week on the days you run.
Yeah, but you don't need to change your breakfast really, do you?
No, you don't need to. But if it builds your confidence to know that I'm doing the right thing. Because people start reading things like, oh, this is the best breakfast for a runner. And this is about
I think whatever you've been doing so far will work fine for you. Yeah.
The probably thing is, you know, and a normal, I say normal, whatever your normal is for lunch would be totally fine too.
Yes.
It's when people start thinking, oh, I've got to run this evening, so I need to eat 2 bowls of pasta or I need to down a 2-litre bottle of water. That's when the problem starts,
yes,
you know. So keep it simple. Do your routine, but save the dinner for after.
Yes,
I think that's probably the main thing.
And maybe
have a snack in an hour or two beforehand if you want.
Yeah. One of those bars or a banana
absolutely.
Or something like
that. Exactly. Have it with you. And even if, you know, I think one of the problems I often see at events like this is people, there is a bit of hanging around at the start. You're waiting to start or you get there early and a bit of nerves. And people end up drinking a whole bottle of water before the start line just because there's nothing else to do. And they're, you know, so just be mindful of, you know, or people handing around bags of sweets or something at the start. If you don't normally do it before you
run,
don't do it on the day.
That's great advice.
But it's so simple. But you see it happening. People say, oh, they're nice. I've never tried those. And
Then
as you say, it's 5K. It's not like you're going to hit a wall. Or if any, the worst case scenario, you'd be looking for the loo. That's it, you know.
Now, it's been very warm, hasn't it?
It has. And we can't predict that.
No,
I know.
I know.
But at least we've had a few weeks of it. that people are used to it. And probably even the clothing they wear, it's not going to be people's first day in a t-shirt, or, you know, people know what clothing work for them as well. And I would nearly say, get your wardrobe sorted now, work out what underwear works,
but
all that
again,
type of stuff.
Again, you know, because I don't want to scaremonger, right?
No,
because it's only, I'm not saying it's 5K. So things like chafing and all that, they're not really a consideration.
Yeah. You know what the consideration is? It's 4 o'clock, you're at home and you're thinking, geez, where is my sports bra? And you're searching through a laundry basket and you're trying to find something.
Yes.
Or where it's more to avoid pre-race, what we call it, not anxiety, but kind of the less stress you can have on the race day, the better.
Yes.
So just get yourself organised. I think that's the best thing. And then you won't be one less thing to worry about on the day. Then you can just focus on getting there, turning up and doing it.
Mm. Yeah. Don't, and this is the advice I would give, don't change your routine too much.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't go out at the weekend and buy a new pair of runners, because it's radio, it's not television.
So
whatever you're wearing, you know, because I've done that in the past.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering why you blisters, you know.
And I think a very good thing to remember as well too, it is very, as you say, it's kind of a casual event. You know, people will be coming from work, people will be coming from home.
Word. It's a casual event, it is a casual event.
And just assume like you're meeting your friend for a run.
Yeah.
That's all it is, with no pressure. If anything, it's the opposite to pressure, because there's going to be so many people there that it takes the pressure off you. It's, you know, some people are nearly more self-conscious going out on their own than going out in a big group, I find. So go out and choose to enjoy it, choose to make it fun, and make success being the fact you turned up.
And the great thing about the five routes is that they're tried and tested, because they've been used by the parkrun organisations in the localities for a number of years. They've gone to the bother of testing out these. So they do it every Saturday morning, 5K, tried and tested. So they're all good routes. Good.
And they're routes that you can take into the future as well. You know, say you're doing, we were talking there earlier about Mullingar, nothing stopping you then. Do that route again in the future.
Yes.
Join it. You know,
join
so
the park
it's
run.
Far,
join
yeah,
the park run. So
exactly.
that's the thing now, because this shouldn't be the end of people.
There's no retiring now.
You would hope that this is the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. And I think even for those who think it hasn't totally gone to plan their training, it's a starting point. It's a stepping stone to say, right, now we get to the end of June. What am I going to do for July and August? And everyone has different maybe holiday plans or, you know, childcare plans. Whatever your logistics are for the summer, they're probably different from the other months of the year. They might be. Maybe they're not.
Yeah.
But think about what is realistic for you for the summer. And if you think, God, I'd love to be, if you can see yourself in the autumn being a runner, the work goes into it in the summer, you know, in a nice way. Not about killing yourself and now signing up for something crazy. Stick at the 5K, enjoy the 5K more, get to the point where you can turn up to a 5K or a park run and think, not that it takes nothing out of you, but know you can get around it and enjoy it.
And
you'll see progress.
Running
as you go.
Isn't for everybody. You know, for some people it might be the gym, swimming, tennis, you know, cycling, whatever. But moving is important.
Yeah.
I was speaking of moving, I was moved to tears on holidays because Jenny showed me a video of a man called Dahi. I don't know if you saw this.
No, I don't think so.
In the Cork Marathon. He only started running in his, I think, 60s or 70s.
Oh, okay.
He's now in his 80s.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And he was doing the marathon in Cork, and he was joined from about a half mile out by all his grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
With T-shirts going up, Dahi, and everybody's going,
gorgeous.
Go on, Dahi, go on, Dahi. It was just so emotional.
And isn't that it? And like, that's the thing. Everyone has a different journey into running and a different story and a different reason. Like, Dahi's not out there thinking, geez, I didn't come first or whatever, you know?
No.
He's it's like all of us. It's that race day you get. Like, what we've had by having these 5 days coming up is a purpose for people or a goal or a deadline. And now I would say beyond this, you know, pick yourself another July or August deadline or something to work towards to keep the motivation going.
Yeah, and hopefully you've got the bug. And I was getting my hair cut years ago after doing a Dublin City Marathon, and a lovely girl's cut my hair, and then she goes, what you do at the weekend? And I said, I ran the marathon. She said, did you win?
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like people, you know, a lot of people, the marathon is 10K because the Dublin City Marathon, or not, sorry, the mini marathon people assume is a marathon. You know, my friends run the marathon every Saturday in the park. You know, so it's only in our own heads these numbers are. You know,
you're
when
challenging
most people,
yourself. You're challenging yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Mary, thanks so much. I'll see you next week because you're going to join us on one of them. But thanks so much for all the help so far on the podcast and on air and with Sinead. And we'll see you next week. And keep running, keep on moving.
Thanks, Ray.
Run with Ray, sponsored by Irish Life Dublin Marathon. A better life with Irish Life.